What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I am happy to say I'm here with Nirmita Kaufman today. Nirmita Kaufman is a leading pragmatic futurist who knows how to turn brilliant ideas into thriving businesses and new realities. The magic of living and business creation has always been a place of ease and joy for Nirmita. She was born in San Francisco, California, to an entrepreneurial family and started her first business at the age of 12. From this early beginning, she realized her true enjoyment and gratitude for creating business consciously. She has built several successful businesses in design, manufacturing, wellness, energy medicine, and currently owns a cryotherapy whole body in somewhere in California. How do you say that?
Corte Madera.
I was like, I've never heard of that. That's awesome. Cool. In 2011, Nirmita discovered Access Consciousness and her whole world changed and expanded. She has always had a strong desire to contribute to anyone seeking more consciousness on our beautiful planet. She uses the Access tools of daily and supercharged her creative capacities to change and improve every area of her life, living, reality, and body. She uses these same amazing tools to empower other seekers to create amazing lives and businesses and improve every area of their lives. She prides herself on being unstoppable and lives the motto, never give up, never give in, never quit. Being this energy has inspired many of her clients, staff, fellow seekers, and friends to aim higher and make greater choices. Nirmita will be facilitating Access Consciousness and business classes around the world starting in March 2020. Hosts two podcasts, The Economy of Consciousness and The Pragmatics of Creation, and has a thriving private facilitation practice. Though these classes, inspiring conversations, and other offerings, she invites you to discover your true capacities so you can lead a happy and successful life. What if you are capable of being and creating more than you've ever imagined? Would you be willing to find out? Well, that's an amazing introduction to Nirmita Kaufman. Welcome, my dear.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's so great to have you. Actually, I haven't met you in person yet, but one of the things I've always loved about you is I listen to a lot of Access calls, and you are always the question girl. So you are always willing to ask questions, to be vulnerable, to like put yourself out there, and I'm really inspired by that. So thank you for always being one of the ones that is willing to ask questions.
Cool. Thank you for that acknowledgement. I really appreciate that a lot.
So let's just start. When and how did you discover Access Consciousness?
So my entire life have been a seeker. So I basically tried every church, cult, religion imaginable, so many different modalities, healing arts, and was always, give me more, I need more, I need something more. But I kept on seeking because what I had found, even though it added to my life, it wasn't giving me what I was actually looking for, which is to be empowered, to know that I know, not that somebody else tells you. That's what I love about Access. So in 2011, I was a regular at a class in San Diego that was for like energy medicine. And a friend of mine who was not at the class that day, but had always been in the past, I called her and I said, where are you? And she said, well, I'm actually in San Francisco. There's this thing called Access Consciousness that you got to check out. I mean, the moment she said it, my whole world lit up and I was like, ding, 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 like lottery. I literally, the moment she said it, everything lit up. I went online, I saw it, and she said, yeah, I'm doing this class called the ESB. That was Dane's very first one. You should really get your bars run. And within an hour of that conversation, I had already booked a bar session for the next day and went and had my bars run, and I knew everything in my world changed. And I was basically, the moment I found Access, I'd already within like 5 hours learned the clearing statement. I'd already memorized it and started changing stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
That's awesome. I love that. So I named this radio show Outside the Impossible. And really my target with it was to show people that there is nothing that's impossible, obviously. But one of the things I always like to ask, and I apologize for putting you on the spot, I probably could have warned you about this one, but that's okay. I'm sure you'll come up with something. Is what is one thing that you thought was impossible to change that you changed with the access tools?
Oh, gosh. I would say stuff with the body. There's so many things with my body that I have changed that don't make any sense in this reality, that just are so far beyond this reality that are basically miracles, pretty much.
Awesome. What are some of those miracles?
So I would say just having different disease patterns in the body, different ailments in the body, and literally just deleting them, like delete file, done. And it didn't take, you know, it wasn't like, oh, you know, one thing and you are finished. One of the things you read in my profile is about the never giving up, never quitting, you know, never stopping, never giving in, never quitting. And it's having that diligence, like finding a tool, watching it in action work, and keep choosing more of it until you actually get the change you're asking for, and then kiss. And it's never a stop, oh, I got the change, I'm good now. It's, okay, now what else can I be? What else can I do? What else can I change?
Yeah, I love that. I actually had a mentor once say I was tenacious, and at first I was offended because I thought that that wasn't really a good thing. And now it's like, I'm like, oh, that's awesome. It sounds like you have that sort of tenacity as well, like to stick
with definitely
keep going. That's great.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because you said about, you've heard me on a lot of telecalls, and a lot of most people around the planet involved with Access Consciousness, if I don't know them personally, they know of me, because I do ask a lot of questions. But you know, the one thing that they say in Access is the one thing that was true in the Bible is ask and you shall receive. So if you don't ask a question, you can't receive what you're asking for.
Well, perfect. That's a great segue into our topic today, which is pragmatics of creation. What would you say pragmatics of creation are? Like, what is it? What do you mean by that title?
So the pragmatics of creation are, you know, this reality's version of how you create something. And there's so many like self-help books and, you know, how you create a business and how you do things. And if you want to create something that's, you know, a part of this reality that is pretty much has finite possibilities for the most part, then you can follow those steps of the, if you do A, you get B. And if you do B, you get C. But the name of your call is called Outside the Impossible. And so I knew that very early on that I came onto this planet to create more consciousness in this world and to the target of, maybe it's not even a target, just the awareness of that no matter what it looked like, no matter what it takes, I'm choosing total awareness in this life. So just that choice alone and that awareness alone, like how many things every day can contribute to what you're creating. And it's not linear at all. And then it's the energy, space, and consciousness of actually using your awareness to know what needs to be instituted and when, and then the energy of never, you know, never giving in, never stopping, so that when somebody tells you you can't do something, it inspires you to do it and faster. And so it's taking everything that you know and everything that you can be and combining it together and never stopping and literally creating things like magic just because you can, because it's fun.
Wait. But you're saying there's kind of a pragmatic, practical way of creating, and it still could be fun and magic?
Exactly. Well, see, to me, that is the pragmatics. You use every tool you have available. You use every capacity you have available. You allow your awareness to show you what to choose and when, and it's not linear. So, like, for instance, I was listening to a telecall with Dane earlier today on being interesting point of view, and he talked about, well, choose something that was a miracle you created that you realized was interesting point of view. And I realized that something, a miracle that occurred, I created, the universe conspired with me, however you want to say it, a miracle that occurred when I was four that really was something quite miraculous, that I realized it was because I was interesting point of view in that moment that it actually allowed it to show up. So, you know, it's what you know is not linear. And you can change things. Like if you haven't acknowledged something from the past and then you acknowledge it now, I mean, that was, what, 50 years ago, it now changes every other thing I'm capable of creating now and in the future.
Ooh, would you be willing to share?
Sure. So when, absolutely, and this is really where I actually have a podcast that's going to be launching next month called The Economy of Consciousness, which is really, if you think about that, that is the economy of consciousness. And I had just asked the podcast, what do you want to be called? And then I took a bath and I recalled this occurrence that took place when I was four. And then all of a sudden it told me what it was. When I was eight. So I was standing in San Francisco waiting for the bus when I was 8 years old. And at the time, and Gary always told me, don't tell people that the bus only costs 5 cents, then they're going to know your age, but whatever. Because it's not really relevant anymore because the tools of access make you younger. So there you have it. So it was five cents for the bus. And I looked in my pocket and I said, oh, I only have 4 pennies. I need one more penny. And literally a penny flew from the sky and fell right at my feet.
Wow.
And so it's like, well, if you can create that, what else can you create? What magic and miracles and mysteries are we that we're not actually using and being that are completely available to us all the time just by choice?
Wow, that's such a great example. And how would you say that can impact you now, that knowledge?
Well, that knowledge of knowing that you can be anything and choose anything.
Yeah. Well, the penny fell out of the sky, you're like, okay, so now what really is possible now?
Well, exactly. Like what actually is possible. So I'm always in question of what am I actually capable of? And when I'm asking for something to show up that isn't showing up, like where am I stopping myself? Where am I not being everything I can be? What can I change? And what can I be different here? So always being in the question. And that's the thing, is that that's so pragmatic, because if you step out of your own way, I mean, the most pragmatic thing of all with creation is stepping out of your own way so you can actually allow for all possibilities and all choices for those possibilities to show up, and then it's your choice what you're going to actually say yes to.
Wow, I really love that. I'm so excited. I want to ask you a great question, but I also know we're about to take a break, so I'm going to save it for the other side of the break. And I'm going to say, if you guys have any questions for Nirmala and you want to talk about the pragmatics of creation, please call 202-570-7057, and we'll be right back after the break.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Own Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Is it time to create a different and greater world? Through research, we can explore paths to new and exciting possibilities. The Hope Foundation for Possibilities and Change is a research-based not-for-profit organization dedicated to exploring, discovering, and creating a different future for all. Your donations make this happen. You can contribute at foundationforpossibilities.com.
Awesome, everyone. Welcome back. I'm here with Nirmita Kaufman, and we're talking about the pragmatics of creation. Right before the break, Nirmita, you shared this great story about when you were 8 years old and a penny falling out of the sky. I just love that. And then you said, if you're not getting everything that you've been asking for, there's some, like, you're stopping yourself in some way. Would you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so it's first of all, it's getting really clear about what you're asking for. And if it isn't showing up, like, what are you being and doing that isn't working for you? Is it really what you would like to have show up? Are you actually asking for something that you really desire to show up? And then where might you have points of view somewhere in your world that you didn't even know were there, that if you're allow yourself to be vulnerable enough for those to come to the surface and then change them, you know, what actually is possible?
So how did you, like, if people are saying, okay, I've been asking for this, it's not happening, and it, how do they find out if it's something that they really want or not?
Well, I would say, first of all, it's like, really get clear about what it is that you are asking for. And is it, you know, a real question about what you're asking for? Is it a real possibility that you're asking for? Or is it a conclusion that you're asking for? Pretty much anybody who's done at least one or more classes in Access Consciousness will know that if you're coming from conclusion, it pretty much creates a dead stop to what you're actually asking for. And sometimes you don't even realize that what you think you're asking for isn't actually what you're really asking for.
Might you be willing to give us an example?
Let me see. What would be a good example? Wow. So I did a class yesterday. I live streamed it. It was with Stephen Chutissa Bowman and David Kubis, and it's about bringing consciousness into the business world and bringing Access Consciousness more into the corporate world. And so I've always been fascinated by what they do. They have made so many changes in the corporate world and everywhere that they go in the world. And so I've always been really impressed by it. And so I asked a question, which was, well, I'm going to be on the radio today, and what is your suggestion to, be that energy and that invitation out in the world? And Steve said one thing, and I said, aha. He goes, right before you go on to the radio, ask, am I proving or am I creating? So how much do we think about, okay, so I'm going to say this in a different way. So when I was 8, I had that miraculous experience take place. And then I got, you know, fast forward, you go to, you know, high school and you're around all of your other peers. You're around a lot of people not choosing consciousness, not choosing awareness, not choosing possibilities. You have your teachers, you have the news, you have society, everyone telling you, well, this is the way that you're actually supposed to be. So you start making, so, you know, how much of that do people buy as real and true for them that really isn't? And you start making your choices and your ask and what you want to have show up based on everything that everyone else told you you should be and do, and you buy it as real. So then fast forward, you're, you know, a magical being that has the energy, space, and consciousness of magic, miracles, mysteries, and possibilities and question available to you. Yet you're asking for things that aren't actually congruent with that. So that kind of creates a disparate point of view about what could actually show up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'd love for you to explain a little bit more to this, because we might have some listeners like, what do you mean by incongruent?
So if you're a magical being that can be anything, choose anything, and create anything, and you have the possibility to make choices based on that, and instead you take on all the points of view of your family, all the points of view of society, all the points of view of the media, all the points of view of your teachers, and, you know, basically you walk through life with all this crap in you and on you that actually isn't yours, that you've bought is yours, and so you start making your choices and what you think you want to have show up based on all of the crap that is not yours. And so you're actually a magical being, but you're asking for things that are kind of the opposite of that. And so it can create a very disparate point of view in your life. You're asking for one thing, but you are a different thing. Does that make sense? I hope I explained that well.
Sure. Yeah, I guess I could think about it like this: society says you should get married, you should have 2.5 kids, a white picket fence, and that you're deemed as normal. So you're asking for that, but that's not what you really want. You're happy to be single and not have kids, and so
it's, yes, and that's, I mean, choice. that's an example that is kind of this reality's version of things, and then it could be where, you know, you could create this entire massive business, let's say, like with Access Consciousness. So Gary Douglas started Access Consciousness 28 to 30 years ago, and he just was asking for the things he wanted to show up in his life and then just kept on following the energy. But prior to that, he had done real estate, he had done marriage, he had done all these things that said, this is what you have to do to, you know, to make the money, to pay for your family, to pay for your house, to, you know, to have a wife and kids and all of that different things. And that didn't work well for him because it was not congruent with being the energy, space, and consciousness and choice of magic, miracles, mysteries, and possibilities. And so now fast forward, Access Consciousness just had their largest class they've ever had, of several thousand people, 50 countries, and 20 languages from around the world. It started out with 3 people in a living room. And fast forward to 28 years later, it's now, you know, moving towards stadiums. So that's where he stopped following what you're supposed to do in this reality and started following what he knew to create something very different.
You've said it a few different times, and I think maybe if you could just elaborate a little bit, like for some people, what do you mean by following the energy?
Oh, that's a great question. So let me see, what would be a good example? Okay, so I know for myself, like if I get the awareness of something and I don't follow what I know, it usually blows up in my face. It's like, ooh, I knew that that person was going to cancel that, or I knew that there was going to be a problem getting there on time, or I knew that that thing that I planned wasn't going to work. But instead of following what you know, you keep going with what you had already planned rather than going, ooh, okay, what do I need? What else do I need to be aware of? What can I change now so that you are following the energy of what you know versus planning something you know it's not going to work, and yet you keep going towards what you planned and it really doesn't work. And then after you go, oh, I knew it.
Right. That's a great example. You also said something a little while back about getting out of your own way. Sometimes you have to get out of your own way. And when you're following the energy and not following the energy, and you're looking to actualize something in your life, what are some practical ways that people can get out of their own way?
Gosh, that's a great question. There's so many different ways it can happen, and so many different tools. So for instance, Access Consciousness, you know, you start with the Bars class, then you take Foundation, then you take the Choice of Possibilities, then you're able to start taking these other specialty classes, some of which I will be facilitating. But if you look at the basic tools in Access, like who does this belong to, and you get clear that you're an infinite being, that you're an aware being, and just because you're aware of something doesn't make it yours, it most likely isn't yours, and there's nothing that you actually have to do with it. So once you realize that, I think that's one of the biggest tools to stepping out of your own way, is basically knowing that pretty much you're an infinite being, that you're an aware being, that most of what you're aware of, if not all of it, isn't yours. It's just your awareness, and really you don't have to do anything with it. You can just be aware of it and have allowance for it. And then that's where you're really aware of what you're capable of, what you can choose, and you just keep choosing, and you just from that keep creating.
So if you're really aware, and it, you might be aware of what isn't yours, how do you know what is yours?
That's a really good question. Well, one of the things in Access that they talk about that is 99.9% of what you're aware of really isn't yours, and that a choice is only good for 10 seconds. So let's just say you're aware that none of the stuff you're aware of is yours. It really becomes choice 10 seconds at a time. So you're like, following the energy, like we talked about. So you're following the energy and go, ooh, okay, that matches the energy of what I'm actually asking for. Okay, I'll choose that. Great, that choice worked. Cool, I'll keep choosing. Or, ooh, that choice actually didn't work so well. Cool, I can choose again.
So what about right and wrong choices?
Well, that's, I would invite anyone listening to this that is not aware of the clearing statement from Access Consciousness. I believe it's called the clearing. It's somewhere on the Access site. You can just Google the clearing statement. But one of the things in the clearing statement that works like a magic charm, it sounds like completely weird, cockamamie, whatever, which, you know, in this reality is, but it actually works. And one of the things that you're clearing is the point of view that anything is right and anything is wrong. It's just a choice. And if you're choosing every 10 seconds, you really can't have a right or wrong choice. You can just have awareness whether that choice worked for you or didn't work for you, and then you choose again.
So what are some ways that you know that it's not working?
I think it would be going back to the example of you've made a choice to schedule something, and then you get the awareness it's not going to work, and you keep going forward into what you've already scheduled because you've already scheduled it, rather than following your knowing that something needs to change. And then you get there and you go, I knew it wasn't going to work. So that, I think that's an example that probably everyone can relate to.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I know for me, like I might start heading in a direction and my body will start to contract. And then I'm like, okay, apparently my body doesn't want me to go that way. Like, I might even be in my car driving to go somewhere, and it gets heavier as I get farther away from my house. And then I'm like, okay, that's not where I'm supposed to go. So I actually turn around and come home, and it lightens up again. So isn't it interesting that if you're listening, like you said, you're paying attention to the awareness, you can know if something's going to create greater or not.
Absolutely. And the body, I'm so grateful that you brought up about the body, because the body has an awareness and a consciousness of its own that, you know, I've heard Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, say is actually a bit brighter than we are, but it follows, our body follows what we tell it to. Basically, our points of view create the body as working for us or not working for us. But when you have that communion with your body and you are willing to allow the awareness and the consciousness of your body, which is completely connected to the earth, to totally contribute to you, and you really follow what it is saying without the right or wrong of it, and you literally are that interesting point of view of what it's telling you, I don't think you can really go wrong with that kind of awareness.
Do you have specific tells that work for you or that show up for you?
Yeah. So I'll do it like with online dating social apps where you go left or you go right. And if somebody looks interesting and I click on it, I'll like be there with it. And then I ask my body yes or no. And I literally allow my body to tell me if it's a yes or a no.
So you let your body choose.
I let my body, yes, I allow my body to choose. And I'm getting better and better at that because, you know, it's your body that has to go to work. It's your body that anywhere you go in the world, it's your body that's actually going there. You know, so it's like the more you can allow your body, body is so brilliant in so many ways. Like you asked me at the beginning some of the changes that I had noticed, and my body and my being, but my body has changed so much over the years. Been involved with Access for close to 9 years now, and it has changed so much. It's miraculous, actually, and it doesn't make sense in this reality. It's a constant being in the question of what is my body asking for? What does it require? What is it actually telling me to change, to be different? You know, it's not now I'm listening to my body and go along your merry way. It's literally a moment by moment choice to actually be aware of what your body is asking of you or is contributing to you with awareness and consciousness, and you can either choose it or you can dismiss it.
That's great. I remember I've had a series of dating, you know, not what my body wanted me to date, and how cool it was when I finally was like, okay, body, I'm not going to actually choose anyone. You get to choose the next one. So, and how much more that's created in allowing my body to have a say. So I'd love to talk more about bodies. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, yes, exactly. And you know, the thing is that your being doesn't like, if you can choose things that your body and your being both like, that's amazing. It doesn't always work that way. As an example, I have she's a very specialized massage therapist, and it is, my body loves what she does. She's really good, and my body absolutely loves it. I find her personality totally annoying, and I think she finds my personality annoying, and our personalities pretty much clash, but the work she does with my body is amazing. amazing. And I love it. And I keep going because of that. But I'm aware that our beings do not like each other.
That's great. We'll talk more about that on the other side of this break. If you have a question for Nirvana, call 202-570-7057. We'll be right back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello and welcome back. I'm here with Nirvana Kaufman, and we're talking about the pragmatics of creation. I love what you were talking about right before the break, Nirvana, about the body and loving your massage therapist, but not you. So what are some ways that you get out of the way as the being and allow your body to choose and communicate with you?
Well, I think it's like you can go to the grocery store. These are other examples beyond the dating apps or beyond going to a massage therapist. It's like you go to the grocery store and you're, you know, there's so much buy me and the advertising and the graphics and the colors and the, I mean, you go to grocery stores, especially those big ones, and they have spent a lot of money analyzing people, quote unquote, in this reality, how they think, what word their eye will go to, where to place it in the market, so you will grab it and buy it, including like at the checkout stand when you're waiting in line and they know exactly what to put there for you to choose that last minute thing. And it's like you can go for it and go, yes, I'm having that, because your eyes go, yes. And you buy into that whole like marketing grab because they know exactly how to get you. And like, you know, and then your body, and then you like, actually, if you were to check in with your body, I'm guessing that a good amount of the time your body would be like, ooh, no way, I don't want that. And you put it and you return it to the shelf.
That's a great example. So when you're working with, this actually is one of those areas I'd love for you to share more, maybe even personal experiences of like getting out of your body's way and letting your body choose.
So your question is more.
Yeah. Do you have some examples of times when you got out of your body's way, let your body choose?
Okay, so I would say that, you know, besides the ones that we gave, so one is like with dating and people that you might want to get intimate with, going to people who do body work and the food that you're going to eat. I would say that, you know, different things that you might like work possibilities, right? Ooh, that sounds like a great possibility to do that or choose that. And your body's like, oh, no way. Like, I'm the one that's showing up. I'm the one that's going to be on video. I'm the one that has to actually go and do the work. And I'm like, uh-uh. I don't like your body. Like you said, where when you're going somewhere and you know you're not supposed to go there, your body, like everything gets really heavy. Mm-hmm. And so it's really, there's so many examples like that I could give. I'm getting better at it, but it's, again, it's a moment by moment choice to actually pay attention to the awareness and the consciousness that your body is showing you.
Cool. Well, what are some, I guess what I meant by that, sorry about that, but the ways that your body communicates with you.
Oh, got it. Okay. Got it. Thank you. Sorry about that. So one of the things in Access that they talk about is that thoughts, feelings, and emotions are the lower harmonics of knowing, being, perceiving, and receiving. That's where that choice comes in and that knowing comes in. And that as far as your knowing goes, the thing that can stop the knowing is your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And that those, you know, and most of those don't actually, what we talked about, belong to you. It's your awareness of other people functioning from that. But that your body actually does, your body senses, your body is a sensory awareness organism that actually senses emotions. So your body, in one way or another, like you said, was heavy, like you're driving somewhere you shouldn't go, and you perceive like this heaviness, this density to your body versus you're going back home, and all of a sudden you just feel more expansive and light, like you have just more possibilities available. That's a great example. You know, it can be where you get, like, you get a headache and you're like, you could either go to, oh my God, I had a headache, or you could ask the question of, wow, what am I actually aware of? And if you get like a ping or a pain in your body or something like that, you can either go to the, oh God, that hurts. And like, there's no, you can see how heavy that is. There's like no possibility in there. Or you can go, wow, what information is my body gifting me? Like, what am I not listening to with my body, or what could I be aware of? And when you actually get to the item that your body is telling you, everything will actually lighten up, which is how you know that you got to what the item was that was creating the hurt, the pain, the density. That's a simplified version of it.
Yeah. Are there specific questions that you ask in those instances when you're trying to get clear and you're like, okay, body, what are you trying to show me?
Yeah. So that's a great question. There's so many different ways that you could ask it. So, you know, body, what awareness are you gifting me that I'm not acknowledging? You know, body, what are you showing me? Body, what do you require? Sometimes it's a capacity that you have that you're not aware of. So body, what capacity do I have that I'm not acknowledging? But I think the real go-to would be like, hey, what am I not aware of that my body is showing me? Hmm. Or what can I be aware of that my body is showing me? Or, you know, body, what's required here that I'm not choosing?
And you said you've had some personal big shifts with your body. Was it just through those questions? How did that come about for you?
I would say, you know, I've been involved with Access for so many years and a lot of, you know, other modalities prior to that. So I think that, you know, that you choose what works in the moment, but there's in Access, there's something called body processes, which are hands-on processes that Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, calls, it's not like he makes them up. He says it's like the generosity of spirit from the universe. They're ways of unlocking thoughts, feelings, emotions, points of view, and density from the body that I don't know any other way that you can actually get to. So I've, over the years, done thousands of body processes. I get my bars run a lot, which is the first class in Access is bars, but the Access bars are these points on the head that can really, it's like a reset for your body and being. It's kind of like the delete button on your computer or the reset button on your computer, but for your body and for your being. And so it's a lot of choices like that over the years where it's a kind of like the cumulative change, taking a lot of classes, and then always being in the question about, like, you know, what can I be different here? What can I change? You know, how much more weird can I get?
That's a good one. So would you say that working, being in this sort of communication with your body has actually created more in your life and added to your creations?
Oh, absolutely. Like, that's undisputable, for sure. And again, it's a moment by moment choice, because it's so easy to get caught up and not choose that. So it's really a moment by moment choice. It's never a, wow, I got that one nailed. Cool. Now I'm listening to my body. And it's more about each 10 seconds being aware of what your body is actually contributing to you.
What you mean? You don't have a handled and you're not there.
No, I don't think there's ever going to be anyone on the planet that has a body that has it handled. The moment you think you have it handled is that point where you're not listening, because it's a, you know, your body is not only is it a sensory awareness organism, it's a living, breathing organism that's constantly changing. It's so aware, and it's completely connected to the earth. And the earth is this organism that's constantly changing. Everyone around you that you're aware of is constantly changing. So if you conclude, oh, I got this handled, versus being aware and choosing moment by moment, you know, I think that's where a lot of people can stick themselves. Mm-hmm.
And how do you undo when you know that you're choosing against your knowing, or you're in your way and things aren't actualizing as instantaneously as you know they can? What are some practical ways that people can maybe get out of their own way?
Choose again. So it's not going into the judgment that I chose wrong, or that my judgment, that my choice was right. It's getting out of the right or wrong universe. And then it's choosing again. Like, if a choice is only good for 10 seconds, if it didn't work, you just keep choosing. And it's getting out of your own way with judgment. Like, it's, because that honestly just stops creation, full stop.
Would you say more about that?
Sure. So let's say you choose something, and I'll give an example that we gave before, but I'll add to it. So let's say you're aware that something that you've scheduled isn't going to work. You get the awareness of it. You don't follow your knowing with that. You don't follow your awareness, even though it's niggling at you. And you go and you keep doing what you've already scheduled, and then it doesn't work. You can either, oh, I knew it. You can either go into judgment and make yourself wrong the rest of the day, the rest of the month, the rest of your life, or you can go, okay, cool. I knew that and I didn't follow it. All right, cool. The next time I know something, I'm going to follow my knowing. Cool. Now what can I choose?
So it's not making it wrong. It's just acknowledging it, saying, okay, I didn't choose that. Interesting choice. Now I can choose something different.
Exactly. So it's not making yourself wrong. And it's also being aware of what your choice created, because each choice you make creates something, and that's how you're creating the future. And so it's being that awareness of, wow, what I choose actually does create. And it can either create something wonderful, or it can create crap. And then it's just making a different choice.
And you get to choose. That's really great.
Well, and it's also monitoring yourself. It's actually like the willingness to be vulnerable with yourself and to really acknowledge when you're choosing, you know, through being more aware, or if you're choosing from conclusion and not following your knowing. And then, you know, it's like, ooh, okay, that choice didn't work. Now what can I choose? Or, oh, wow, I really didn't choose that through my knowing. Okay, cool. Now what can I choose? Ooh, that was, I'm liking this awareness stuff. Like, it's a moment by moment thing. It's not a, I got this handled, ever.
Right. Well, and there does seem to be an ease to it. Like, they're, like, for me, I've recently been asked to write articles in magazines, and I could force it for like a week. I gotta write. But then when it's time and it flows, it's done in an hour.
So. Exactly. Like, I'll use that as an example. So you read in my profile, I have a cryotherapy and like a natural aesthetic center in Corte Madera, California, called Cryotherapy Whole Body. And periodically, we redo our brochure and we redo the pricing. And I'll have an awareness that the pricing needs to change. And sometimes it can be 6 to 8 months before it's so easy to change it and know what that change is, and then just in a few hours, just create it, change it, and set it to press. Mm-hmm. But I never, since I created this, that particular business, I've never done a price change and a brochure change without having the awareness of, okay, now's the time, and just that's what it is. Because if I'm not getting that that's what it is, I know it's not the time yet.
Right. And so it really does become about trusting yourself too.
Well, it's trusting what you know, not what you think you know or what you've been told you're supposed to be, but actually following and trusting what you know. And one of the things you talked about earlier was about following the energy. And it's mm-hmm. that's so much a part of your awareness. It's like following the energy. Ooh, that energy matches like that energy that I know that what I'm asking for. And it's not linear and it's not cognitive. It's not a, ooh, now let's analyze it and see what that means and what it is. And am I right? Am I wrong? It's doesn't make any sense. This reality's version of that doesn't make any sense at all. But you follow the energy of that, you choose that, you be that, you do that, and then the next set of awarenesses come. Ooh, I can choose that, or ooh, wait, I thought I was going to choose that, but wow, that now, I chose that a while ago and it seemed light at the time. That is heavy. Okay, what actually is required to change here? You know, who do I need to talk to? Who else can ask me a question?
Yay, wonderful. And I would love for you to share, how can people find you, Nirmita?
Ooh, thank you. I appreciate that. So you can find me at my website, nirmita@nirmitakaufman.com. So that's N-I-R-M-A-D-A at nirmitakaufman.com. N-I-R-M-A-D-A-K-A-U-F. MAN.com.
Wonderful. And do you have, I saw in March you're going to start doing Access Consciousness classes around the world.
I will. I was a certified facilitator for many years. I'm getting recertified in March, as well as with the being the Business Done Different Joy of Business. Going to be a certified facilitator of that as well. So going to be facilitating a lot of different classes. Plus starting a business institution academy that's online with some other people. So I'm really excited about that, and the podcasts of the Economy of Consciousness and the Pragmatics of Creation.
That sounds amazing. And so you folks keep your eyes open for Nirmita Kaufman and all of her upcoming stuff. Thank you so much, my dear, for being here. This has been truly enlightening conversation. Hopefully people have some pragmatics of creation.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Venus. I'm incredibly grateful.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.